The Nature Stories podcast, where people and place intersect.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with superhandling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
Right now, the geyser tube is slowly filling. You can see that the water is almost to the top of the vent. It's fun feeling the ground shake underneath you when a powerful geyser goes off, or getting coated by ice in the winter as the wind shifts and the spray of a geyser lands on your coat.
The geysers at Yellowstone National Park attract a million visitors each year. This week on the Nature Stories podcast, the late Rick Hutchinson, geologist, naturalist, and Yellowstone's former geyser guy, takes us on a tour of some of the park's thermal wonders. I'm Samantha Brown, your host for the Nature Stories podcast, bringing you pieces each week about the intersection between people and place. Our podcast is curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Up now, Yellowstone Geysers, produced by Barrett Golding. Watch the surface. You see that this feature is now still in the process of enlarging. We've got an area over 2 meters across where the whole ground is pulsating. Now begin with the rest. And now it's over. Nice short one. It's, you know, just a very, very narrow slit in the rock, so then that the water that's in the geyser starts flashing or exploding into steam, and those explosions and pushing the water out is what causes the eruption. Under Yellowstone, there's a zone of partially molten rock left over from the last big caldera eruption a little over 600,000 years ago that created a crater that was 45 kilometers wide and 75 kilometers long and dumped volcanic ash and drifts in eastern Nebraska and South Dakota and Kansas and some places more than 6 meters deep. And then following that big eruption, we've had volcanic activity continuing since then. And then rainwater and snowmelt seeps down into the volcanic plateau here. The volcanic rock is very, very porous. And it goes down to near where the semi-molten rock is and gets heated. Right now, the geyser tube is slowly filling. You can see that the water is almost to the top of the vent. It's fun
feeling the ground shake underneath you when a powerful geyser goes off, or getting coated by ice in the winter as the wind shifts and the spray of a geyser lands on your coat. The areas of geysers in the world are very, very rare. There's geysers in New Zealand, Iceland, Kamchatka in eastern Siberia, and then at very, very high elevations in Tibet. But you add up all the other geysers in the world, there are fewer than what's here in Yellowstone. Most of the other areas of the world where there are geysers is being destroyed by the extraction of heat and water through geothermal development for energy, space heating, electrical power. This place is protected.
This is 700 with a special announcement. A Powder River tour bus touring the park with a group of Japanese tourists needs to be invoked at 2 p.m. to catch a flight today. However, they have left a passenger at the Best Western lobby in Gardner. If you have contact with this bus, please inform them that they are missing a passenger. 700, 10 hours, 13 minutes.
To hear more stories like these, drop by the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org, and write your own review to help influence what gets on the radio. This podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, online at nature.org/stories, committed to saving the last great places on Earth, and is funded by Visa. Our theme music is by 35th Parallel. I'm Samantha Brown with Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and I'll be back next week with a new Nature Stories podcast.